Okay, your name is?
Helen Beek.
Helen Beek. And Helen, you are, a lot of people would say, a lot of people notice you in the city.
Yes, it is, yep.
What do you do?
Picking bottles.
Picking empties, huh?
Yes, I do, yes.
You do that a lot?
Yes.
And why do you collect empties?
Make some money for myself.
A lot of exercise?
Yes, I do a lot of exercise going across the train bridge every day.
You live?
Yeah, I live with me and my husband, John.
John?
Yeah.
And you live in Northside?
Yes, I do, yes. I live there forever.
So, I noticed you when I was we met about two, 3 years ago.
Yes, that's true.
And I was protesting in a tent in front of the legislator.
Yes.
And we seen you also collecting butts.
Yes. That's true, yes.
Do you find that the bureaucrats are very generous when it comes to butts?
Yes.
Are they?
Very gently, yes.
So is this the best place around the Centennial Building and the legislature to collect butts?
Yes, I had a lot of good friends there.
When you collect butts, is there a lot of people that see you that offer you a smoke?
Yes, they do, yes.
Do you find the citizen of Fredericton generous?
Yes, they're very gently they are to me.
To you?
Yes, to me, yes.
I called them sometime a bunch of snobs, but that's not the case?
No, it's not.
That is not the case?
No. Well, someday they offer me some money, too, if I don't have no money.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is turning into a little interview that I don't like. So you praise the bureaucrats in the city?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So have you had any bad experience?
No, I have got all the good experience because I'm going to Devon Park Baptist Church now and I accept the Lord in my heart.
So you're born again?
Yes, I am, yep.
So you believe in life after death?
Yep. Yes, I did.
So, you must have had some bad experience from walking on the street.
Yeah, I had a lot of people call me names and everything, and I told them, I said, just leave me alone and stop picking on me, and everything was all right then.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah. I seen a few people when I first moved to the city, some people hollering at people, mm-hmm. collecting empties. Have that happened to you?
No.
Did they holler?
No, they don't do nothing to me.
But you just said they holler at you.
Yeah, they just call me names, call me big ladies and all that, and I just ignore them.
How many bottles, you don't have to answer this, how many bottles would you collect a day?
Oh, I don't know. I know it's quite a few. Maybe about $4 I pick up this morning.
Do you think there's a problem with the issue of the poor?
No. No, I have no problems, no.
No, is there a problem? Do you notice more poor people around?
Yes, I have, yeah. They, a lot of poor people around, yeah.
I never seen you at the soup kitchen.
No. I was up Saturday. I was up Saturday to have my dinner, and George Pierce was welcoming me in because I wasn't up there for 1 year, so.
So what do you do to eat?
We had good dinner up there Saturday. We had turkey and potatoes and stuff. So.
What do you do to eat all year round?
Oh, I bought my own groceries. Yeah.
And rolling cigarettes and collecting butts from rolling cigarettes, that's not good.
Well, I roll my own cigarette paper, so I don't smoke on after another one, so I roll them.
No, but collect butts from a rolling cigarette is not good.
No, I know. I'm trying to quit, but it's hard.
No, but it's better to collect tailor-made butts.
Yeah, that's what I do, yeah.
Bureaucrats, yeah. Tailor-made butts.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And you are praising the bureaucrats.
Yep.
And Fredericton's a beautiful place to live.
Yes, it is a beautiful place to live, yep.
What do you think of the panhandling? Do you think there's a problem with panhandlers?
Yes, because one day I went down Keene Place and they asked me for money and I told them go away and stop bumming me money.
Are panhandlers aggressive?
Yep, I think it should stop, to tell you the truth.
Do you think there's any such thing as a good, nice, honest panhandler?
Yeah, a lot of nice people, but I told them go. Yeah.
And do you think, did you have a bad winter?
No. We had a good winter.
What do you do? Walk across the West Warren Bridge or the walking trailer?
Walking trailer.
You didn't fall down yet?
Nope.
I walk there every night, and it's full of ice.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of ice there now, but I just go on one side where no ice there. It was all bare.
I seen that.
Yeah.
So, how long do you think you're going to continue this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how long I'll do it, but I'll do it long time.
So there is life after death?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Why is that now?
I don't know. Because I know it is.
When did you see God?
What?
When did you see God?
I saw God when I was up at Devon Park Baptist Church that day when they had the Gate of Heaven Hell.
How long ago was that?
That was about 4 or 5 years ago. Oh, and no. They're having it again in sometime in April again.
Just for the record, I'm also a believer. I'm not a born-again freak. That's what I call a born-again freak. I always say there got to be a better life than this. Mm-hmm. So would you agree on that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
So you don't expect life, once the sad day arrive that you leave, that you'll be collecting empties?
No.
You'll be drinking full bottles in heaven, right?
Yeah, that's right, yep. That's right.
I try to get some sense of humor here, you know what I mean? So, maybe a loss of wine?
No, I don't drink no more.
but maybe in heaven there is wine, you know, I mean, church, you know.
Yeah.
Christ's blood, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we had last Sunday, so.
So we shouldn't make fun of that, though. That is not a funny issue.
No.
But is there any problems that you're concerned with you'd like to share?
No. No.
You're happy?
Oh, yes. I'm a very happy woman.
You collect butts?
Yeah.
You collect empties?
Yeah.
You cook craft dinner here and there?
Yep.
You're with your husband on the north side?
Yes, I am. I live there. I live with him now. Next August 5th, I'll be married 30 years with him.
30? What does your husband do?
He fixed TVs and stereos and some stuff.
So I presume you're just doing this as a hobby?
Yes, that's right, yes.
How many kids you got?
None.
No kids?
No kids.
Thank God.
Just me and him.
Thank God for that.
That's right. I can't have any.
You can't have any?
No.
You happy about that?
Yep.
I have no kids. I kissed the cross. Look, I got the cross. I kiss it 20 times
that.
A day.
Nice. That's very nice.
No, I kissed the cross because I thank God I got no kids. I always kiss the cross.
That's right.
You think there's a problem with prescription drugs from what you see on the street?
Yes.
Such as?
Well, one guy that had a lot of pills and he'd taken them when I saw them before. They taken a whole bottle of pills, and I told them, I said, that's not good for you to set your life like that.
What do you see the future of the city of Fredericton as you see it now? You see a promising future?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah, city is a very nice place.
So you're going to keep on doing what you're doing?
No, I don't get that much now. Just once a while.
But you're going to keep on collecting empties?
Yes, I do that, yeah. But I'm not taking too much of those butts.
Butts are getting to you, right?
Yes, it is.
Are you afraid of, you don't know what the other person went through? Are you afraid of disease or things like that?
Yeah, but I'm taking a lot of people give me butts, give me cigarettes and stuff, and that's good for you too.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, I know that. I know that butts with cigarette, what they give me, I know they'll be not much better for us than the cigarette butts.
So. But you are afraid. But you are also addictive, like me. You're addicted to cigarettes.
Yes.
Plan to quit smoking?
Yes, I'm trying to. Yeah.
Then you'll really be collecting bottles there. Huh?
Yes, that's true. Yes.
You're walking about 20 miles a day.
Yep.
You ever thought of having a headphone, music, listen to music? While you
I got Walkman home, but I have to have some batteries for it. I got a lot of them home, but I don't think we're carrying that much.
You should collect enough bottles, empty beer bottles or pop bottles, and buy yourself a set of rechargeable batteries.
Yeah, that's what I might have to do, yeah.
That's what I got. Okay, Helen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any word you want to add, last word?
No, that's it.